Welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode is probably going to be a short one, but today is Missing Persons Tuesday, and today we are talking about a woman who is missing. Her name is Abby Lynn Patterson. So Abby Lynn Patterson has been missing since September 5th of 2017. Sorry, it says 9/05/2017. I didn't know what 9 was. I had to count it because I'm not very smart. She is from Lumberton, North Carolina, and she is classified as an endangered missing person. She is female. She is white. Her date of birth is February 15th of 1997, and I believe the time of, or now, she would be 23 years old. She went missing when she was 20. She's 5'7", 140 pounds, and was last seen in a white shirt and brown shorts. And she is missing, and she has not been found. She has a dark colored birthmark on the back of her right thigh and a tattoo of three birds in black ink on the back of her right shoulder. And a photo of the tattoo is posted in her case summary if you would like to take a look at it. So Abby Lynn Patterson, like I said, is missing. She was from Lumberton, North Carolina, and she was last seen at 11:30 on September 5th of 2017. She said that she had to run some errands and she was going to be gone for about half an hour. And she left her home on East 9th Street and walked down to Inglewood Avenue. And she was last seen getting into a brown Buick sedan. Authorities later identified and interviewed the car's driver. And it was actually one of her friends, well, an acquaintance, someone she knew, but she did know this person. And they said that she asked them to drop her off somewhere. And they did. And they decided that this person who drove her was not a suspect. And it is proven that Abby did go to this location, but she never came back from that location. And her mother reported her missing around 6 p.m. that night. So they were at first pretty worried about Abby because she did have a history of drug use. She was addicted to heroin and she had spent some time in a rehab in Florida just prior to her disappearance, but she was doing really well. She had a job, she was off drugs, and she, you know, it isn't really believed that she went back to doing drugs. She was in a sober living house and she was starting to pay for her own things and she was living her own life and she had gotten a lot better. But they, you know, sadly, after all that work she did, she went missing. So the police have not disclosed what the location was that she was dropped off at. But she did go missing from that location. So the issue here is that, sort of like Carly Gousset's case almost, there are so many things that could have happened here. She could have, you know, she could have run away, she could have left, she could have been kidnapped, she could have gone back to doing drugs. There's so many options here, but there was actually in a few months before Abby disappeared, there were three women found dead. It was considered unclear circumstances in the same town as Abby. These bodies were of Rhonda Jones and Kristen Bennett. They were found about 50 yards apart from each other on April 18th. And then a few months later, somebody smelled something and walked down a couple city blocks from that location and found that there was another body, Megan Oxendine, and she was found on June 3rd, also murdered. So we do know that there was a murderer near Abby's home. They were found naked in various stages of decay. This is a little graphic, but they were all, they all struggled with drug addiction, just like Abby had. But the cause of death remained unclear. The few similarities, they're not certain that Abby was murdered by the same person who did these murders, but they would obviously need to find Abby to figure that out. They did admit that there were similarities, but they, without a body, you can't really, say anything about, there's not much here. And like I said, this is a short episode and there isn't much going on here, but in every missing person's case, the family needs closure, whether it's a body, whether it's their living child, whether it's, whether she's back on drugs, whether she's sick, whether she's wherever she is. If you have any idea where Abby Lynn Patterson might be, she is on the FBI's most wanted missing persons list. You can contact. If you have any tips at all, you can contact them and leave them with them. Like I said, this is a short episode, but I think that it's really important to get these people's cases out there and get more people looking for these people. And I've said this in episodes before, but I want to restate it again, that drug addiction is a disease and that we at this podcast do not accept any slander against people who are drug addicts. Whether she did get back on drugs or not, whether she did drugs before in her life or she didn't, we know that she did, but that does not make her guilty of anything that happened to her. And even if she's addicted to drugs now or was addicted to drugs when she was picked up or kidnapped or taken or murdered, that means nothing here. That means nothing. So I want everyone to remember that and be respectful. And I want everyone to think about, what if this was your child? So I am praying for Abby. I'm praying for her family, and I am praying that she comes home. And that is all for today's episode. I hope you guys learned something you never would have known. I know that this was a short one. These missing persons episodes probably will be a little bit shorter, but I figured with 31 days of content in a row, you guys could take some short episodes. So I hope that you guys don't mind, and I hope that you are on the lookout for Abby Lynn Patterson. If you live, I guess anywhere, she's been gone for years now. She could be anywhere. But if you want to see any of her like pictures or tattoos or birthmarks, definitely check out, if you just Google her name, the FBI website will pop up. So definitely go do that. And I will see you guys tomorrow. It's kind of sad now, but tomorrow's episode is for Women's Wednesday for Women Who Kill. And the topic is on, this is my hint. I don't know if anyone's even liking these hints, but the hint I'm going to give is that she is a doctor and a patient. Okay. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.